And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are going to talk about a Catholic bishop who has said he would like to turn all the churches into mosques. Catholic bishop says he would like to turn all the churches into mosques. Now, this brings us back to an analysis of Isaiah chapter 1. And the laws of God. God's warning to his people in the Old Testament is that if his people turn away from him, if his people will not hearken to his laws and his commandments and so on, one of the punishments that they suffer is that strangers will take over their land and that strangers will get up very high above them in their own country. And you have in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 7, where the warning to the children of Israel who were in the midst of rebelling against God. And verse 7 says, "Your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers." Then in verse 10, we read, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom, give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah." References there, obviously talking about the leaders of ancient Israel as though they were rulers of Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? Because spiritually, it would appear they were guilty of the same thing. Could this not be said about what's happening in the Western world? And certainly not just in Europe. The situation has progressed. It's much worse in Europe, based on all the reports we've seen, but we have many of the same elements here in the United States. Now, let's look at this story. This is from Jihad Watch by Robert Spencer, and the headline is, "Italian bishop says he's ready to turn all the churches into mosques to aid the cause of mass Muslim migration." That's the headline. The story says, Monsignor Rafael Nogaro, Bishop Emeritus of Caserta, says he is ready to turn all the churches into mosques if it were useful to the cause and if it allowed us to save the lives of men and women. Now, there is that humanitarian element there, which is what is being employed by the socialists, by the radical left, and certainly by the Vatican, the Jesuits, and leading elements of the Catholic Church. Of course, you have many Catholics who strongly disagree with this. They strongly disagree. Robert Spencer is a Catholic, but he obviously disagrees with this. And you have many other Catholics who strongly disagree. So it's not fair to say all Catholics, certainly. But within the leadership, among the priesthood, the bishops, the cardinals, there's no question that there is a movement to betray the Western world. So the article says, quote, "And so the Catholic Church continues on its path of aiding and abetting Europe's civilizational and cultural suicide, not unwittingly, but with its eyes open." He does say the Catholic Church was once one of the foremost bulwarks of defense in the jihad against Europe, but those days are long gone. That's how he puts it. And obviously there he would be talking about things like the siege at Malta, where you had the crusaders there who were defending the Western world against the Islamic invaders. Again, the Battle of Vienna would be another example. the Battle of Lepanto and so on. This is where you have crusader type knights who were generally Catholic, who were taking up arms and fighting to prevent the Islamic invasion of Western civilization. I've always found it very interesting, very powerful, that while Catholicism dominated in Western Europe, they were able to push back against Islam, to repel Islam, stop them from invading Western civilization. But once the Reformation happened and Protestantism came in and began to dominate Western Europe, especially Great Britain and other countries as well, then what happened is now we're not just talking about stopping the Islamic invasion, but completely breaking down the Muslim Empire. The Ottoman Empire was dismantled as a result of the influence of Protestant countries, namely Great Britain and the United States. And so this is what ultimately brought an end to the continual threat of Islam invading Western civilization. Now, unfortunately, because the socialists have crept in and they've gotten control in key areas of government in the Western world, they've gotten control of Great Britain. They've gotten a lot of control, not complete control of the United States, but they've got a lot of influence in the United States. Now we're seeing politics manipulated in such a way that they are inviting the Muslims in to come in and wage war effectively. A cultural war, a political war. That's how it's being done. It's civilization warfare. It's not a frontal assault. It's not it's not an invasion in the classic sense of what that means. It's the immigration jihad, no question about that. But ultimately, if it continues and if nothing changes, it would amount to the same thing as a full-blown invasion. And now you've got Catholic leaders, this priest, calling for all of the churches to be turned into mosques. Now, of course, these comments about turning all the churches into mosques, I think it's important, just for clarity's sake, to understand the full context. Turn all the churches into mosques, if it were useful to the cause and if it allowed us to save the lives of men and women, then you read the rest of the article. And what's happening is you have all these priests and nuns and others who are fasting and protesting the new Italian government that is cracking down on this massive wave of immigration. And they're basically taking the Donald Trump approach to get the illegals out, crack down on immigration, not allow their country to be flooded by all these Muslims. So the new populist leaders that are there in Italy are trying to reverse a lot of the damage that has been done. And that is what has provoked this response from Monsignor Nogaro. And that's the context, of course. They're talking about the migrants coming over in boats and so on, and what if they drown and this kind of thing. So that's the context of his commentary. Hey, let's turn all the churches into mosques if that's what we have to do to save their lives. This kind of thing. But think about the comment that he's saying. Think about the comment. He doesn't say, let's turn all the churches into refugee centers. He could say that. He could say, we'll turn all the churches into hospitals. We'll turn all the churches into schools for these migrant children. He could have said any of a number of things. But he chose to say, turn all the churches into mosques. And I think what it shows the mentality of the, what I call the covert Catholic priesthood, which is the Jesuits and the other priests and leaders in the Church of Rome that are part of this globalist agenda. I think some of them are not. I think some of them are conservatives, and they recognize that what's happening is devastating. It's a betrayal of Western civilization, a betrayal. For them, it's a betrayal of historic Catholicism. This is why Malachi Martin wrote his book on the Jesuits and their betrayal of the Roman Catholic Church. Catholics see that their historic Catholic faith is being betrayed. But as I've said before, it's important for us to remember Vatican II, which I believe started this whole thing, because the dialogue, the rhetoric of Vatican II is all about this kind of ecumenism. And they went out of their way to promote Islam in Vatican Council II. And to basically say that Islam is equal to Christianity, if you study the wording of it even makes it sound like Islam is greater than Christianity. Because they talk about the plan of salvation includes those who adore the one true God. And then it says, the first among whom are the Muslims. And when I read that, I thought, wait a minute, the first among whom are the Muslims? Since when do the Muslims become the first? And the wording is rather strange. It's very slippery. It's very Jesuitical. And so the first among whom are the Muslims. This is why it's one of the reasons why, not the only reason. That and then comments from Adolf Hitler and the Nazis during the war, how they talked about how the problem in Germany and Western civilization is, as Hitler said, we got the wrong religion. That was Hitler's comment. He said, the problem is we got the wrong religion. We got Christianity and we should have gotten Islam. And his comments were to the effect that back when the Muslims tried to invade the Western world, back with the Battle of Tours, and Charles Martel, who won the Battle of Tours and kept the Muslims out of Western Europe, he said, if Martel had lost that battle, we would have all become Muslims. And then with the Islamic religion, we could have gone out and conquered the world. Hitler thought that Islam was much more of a warrior's belief system. As you go into battle, you can have forced conversions. You can line people up and slaughter them and then not feel guilty about it later on. With Christianity, you can't do that. There's all these questions and there's compassion and there's mercy and things like that. See, that's what I think bothered Hitler and certain of the Nazis. That you have these grumblings from them about being betrayed by the German people because of Christianity. And then you say, okay, well, what are they talking about? Well, when the Muslims, when Islam takes over a country throughout history, they literally take people out and just chop their heads off by the thousands. They kill men, women, children, anybody who gets in their way. They turn the women and kids into sex slaves. That's it. And they've never felt guilty about it. They offer no apology for it. They just do it and they say, yes, this is how we treat the infidel. And then they force them to convert or make them slaves. And I believe that's what Hitler wanted. He wanted that kind of a belief system. And I think that is what these globalists want. That's what the Jesuits want. It's what many of them want. They want a totalitarian system that lets them exercise absolute power without apology and without conscience. That's what they want. And that's why I think they are supporting Islam. And I base it, again, you know, I talk about this extensively in the audio CD, Hitler's Jihad, the Socialist Plan for Islam to Conquer the West. Now, let's go to our commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about other stories. We're going to talk about this epidemic of churches either being closed or converted into mosques and the rise of the mosques in Europe. When we come back, right after this.
Christian Film Ministry, Adalam Films presents A Lamp in the Dark, the untold history of the Bible. Enter into a world of saints and martyrs battling spies, assassins, and wolves in sheep's clothing. A Lamp in the Dark unfolds the fascinating history, the Bible, and the lives of the saints who fought to preserve it. This exciting look into the times of valiant men of faith, such as John Wycliffe, William Tyndale, and Martin Luther, is a must-see for any follower of Christ. Filled with rich visual graphics and dramatic reenactments, A Lamp in the Dark is an epic documentary, a powerful witnessing tool for church and Bible study groups around the world. Share with your church, your family, and friends the untold history of the Bible today.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family because I had become concerned about what was happening in America, our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I also knew, living in Memphis on the New Madrid Fault, that there is the possibility of an earthquake. I also know that ice storms can cause the power to go out here, not to mention the threat of terrorism. There were many reasons. So I contacted the company Mountain House and asked if I could become a distributor of their product. I had some of their food when I was in high school on a couple camping trips, and it's really good. But now Worldview Weekend has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. We have one pack that's available. It's a bucket of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 14 days for one person. Figure out how many are in your family. Figure out how many days you want to have food ready to be put into boiling hot water and have a good meal, and make your order. Now, again, you can order it from someone else, but if you order it from Worldview Weekend, we're not going to charge any shipping and handling. Free shipping and handling. Secondly, it's another way for us to generate revenue to underwrite the expenses of running Worldview Weekend, our radio and television ministry, and our free conference ministry. For more details, just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today, we are talking about this whole issue of converting churches into mosques. Initially, based on this story about a Catholic bishop who talked about converting churches into mosques to accommodate all of the Muslim migrants coming into Italy in particular. But this is a pattern that we have read about and seen for years now. There was an article last year in the Gatestone Institute, their publication, which, by the way, the Gatestone Institute, this is John Bolton's, our national security advisor, John Bolton's. This is his publication, his website, or he's on the board of directors for this, and was long before he became national security advisor. Anyway, this is from last year, 2017, April 2nd, 2017. The headline said, Londonistan, 423 new mosques, 500 closed churches. 423 new mosques, 500 closed churches. Okay, then it goes on. It says, British multiculturalists are feeding Islamic fundamentalism. Muslims do not need to become the majority in the UK. They just need to gradually Islamize the most important cities. The change is already taking place. Then it goes on to talk about it from there. Here's a quote. London is more Islamic than many Muslim countries put together. According to Maulana Syed Raza Rizvi, one of the Islamic preachers who now lead Londonistan, as the journalist Melanie Phillips has called the English capital. No, Rizvi is not a right-wing extremist. Wole Soyinka, a Nobel laureate for literature, was less generous. He called the UK a cesspit for Islamists. And then it goes on. It says, above all, Londonistan, with its new 423 mosques, is built on the sad ruins of English Christianity. It says, the Hyatt United Church was bought by the Egyptian community to be converted to a mosque. St. Peter's Church has been converted into the Medina Mosque. The Brick Lane Mosque was built on a former Methodist church. Then it goes on to talk about the story from there. Just to give you a warning, if you look up this article, Snopes wrote about this. And if you haven't figured it out yet, you need to know that Snopes, a lot of people go to Snopes, or they used to anyway, to find out whether or not stories were true on the internet. And it took a while for people to figure out that Snopes is a very left-wing liberal outfit. So their whole business of declaring what is true and what is false comes with an agenda. And this would be an example of it. They tried to deny this story from the Gatestone Institute. And if you read the argumentation, because they claim that the story is false, but you just read their argumentation, and they're basically admitting, if you read their article, they're admitting that the story is not false at all. They're just playing word games with dates and things like, and circumstances and things like that. But they're not able to deny what the Gatestone Institute has said at all. Just on a side note. But let's look at a number of other stories. This is a Gatestone Institute. You can go read headlines all over the internet for years, brethren. Now, I'll just read a couple of, I'm just going to shout out some headlines here that I'm finding. Churches converted into mosques in Europe. That's what I typed into Google. And you find Voice of Europe, while building new mosques, Germany destroys its beautiful churches. That's one headline. France, churches into mosques, European Journal. Then in Russia, church converted into one of Europe's largest mosques. The first article we read from the Gatestone Institute was from 2017, but 5 years before that, in 2012, they had an article titled "Muslims Converting Empty European Churches into Mosques." New York Times, a headline about a German church becoming a mosque. Christian Post, how Christian church, or historic, sorry, historic Christian church to be converted into mosque. IsraelNationalNews.com, expose, Europe turns churches into mosques. Then you have another article from 2016 that the headline is "An Islamic USA, one church at a time? Question mark." And then, of course, you go and you read the article. And this is from 2016. The author is somewhat skeptical. It's a very interesting article, though. It talks about the presence of Islam, and it's really addressing an email that was sent out, kind of an alarmist email that said, "Churches no more. They are building an Islamic state in America, one church at a time." And then talks about the epidemic of churches being turned into mosques. And so then the author of the article on In Context International points out how many Christians there are in America, which really an interesting article for the data. But according to this article, he's quoting Operation World from 2010, 77.6% of the population in America identify as Christians, and that's about 246.5 million people. That's a lot of people. A lot of people. Meanwhile, those who identify as Muslims are 1.63%, about 5.1 million people. And then he talks about the number of churches. There's an estimated 525,000 churches in the U.S., massive number of churches in the United States. And then goes on from there and then talks about the situation with the mosques, where he says, well, talks about mosque growth from 1994 to 2012. In 1994, there were 962 mosques in the country. The first mosque was built in 1929, same year the stock market crashed. It's a very small building, but it's said to be the first mosque in the country. By the year 2000, there were 1,209 mosques. And then by 2011, there were 2,106 mosques. Interestingly, the article goes on to talk about how we've got 525,000 churches in the United States, and there's about 500 new churches being added every year. And then you've got 2,106 mosques in the U.S., with another 81 mosques being added every year. So that's the ratio. 500 new churches a year and 81 new mosques a year. So there's no question that currently the Christian community is much stronger than the Islamic community, and church growth is much, much stronger than the growth of mosques in our country. However, as we show in our audio presentation, Hitler's Jihad, the plan to turn all of America into an Islamic country, that plan goes back to the 1980s. And we show a video of an Islamic woman speaking back in 1989, calling for the conversion of all America into an Islamic country. That is their goal, ultimately. And Islam has been at this kind of thing for 1,400 years, so they know it's not going to happen overnight. They know it will take decades, possibly another 100 years, but that's their plan. And I agree with those who say we should not wait until the situation reaches such a desperate point as it has in Western Europe. I believe that Christians and people who love this country and who love freedom should stand up and put a stop to the advancement of mosques in America. All right, we are out of time, brethren. That is going to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there. But we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.